Hey everybody, it's John Raven. Welcome to Still Sober. If you're a sober person, hope you're staying sober. If you're not a sober person, hope you're staying sane. Thanks for joining me again. I have jack shit to talk to you about. No, I've got a couple things. I guess I could plan ahead would be nice. But I kind of just want, I don't know, I just kind of like to roll with it. You know. Those of you who are still listening to this, you know, this is how I do it. Health insurance is a fucking racket. Let me just state obvious things the entire episode here, this entire podcast episode, aka audio diary entry. My doctor asked to, it's like, hey, maybe get an updated CT scan just to want to make sure that your kidney's okay and all this. Because even though I don't, you know, I didn't have an aggressive tumor that was removed from my bladder. It's still one of those things. It's like, I just want to make sure everything else is going okay. I'm like, all right. I've got health insurance now. That should be fine, right? And I've already met my deductible due to the surgery and shit. So, yeah, I can just go get a CT scan, right? You schedule it, and then you talk to the ARA and the Radiological Association. And they schedule you, and then they check your insurance, and they go, okay, your upfront cost is going to be about $263. Hang on a second. What's the fucking point of having insurance if I have an upfront cost? How about this? Because my insurance currently is paying for a huge portion of it, but then I still am, you know, responsible for a small portion. And it's, and that goes till you hit a certain amount, dollar amount that you pay out of pocket. And then your insurance covers the full of everything moving forward after that. Fair enough. But upfront cost is bullshit. I don't have upfront cost. I haven't, you know, why would I pay health insurance if I got to pay you upfront? Bill me. So, yeah, I'm sorry, this is, we need an upfront cost. No, motherfucker, how about this? Because you want me to pay $260-something upfront, which means that my insurance is probably paying for about $1,000. If I had to take a guess. Maybe more. I don't know. So you're going to get $1,000 from my insurance company, and you want $260 from me. Well, I don't want to pay up front. I want you to bill me. And if you won't do that, then how about this? I don't get the fucking CT scan. It's a CT scan. It's not life-threatening. I'm not in a life-threatening position here. I'm just following a recommendation. My doctor didn't even say, I need you to get a CT scan. He goes, I'd like one. All right. So you can either take the $1,000 from a company that's not me and then bill me and maybe I'll pay you. Or I'll pay you in little pieces. Or you get no money. Zero. And then maybe I go into the ER or something and go, ow, my kidney, ow, ? And get a scan that way and then not fucking pay that. Is that what you want? Is that the way you want it to go? I'm not going to do that, by the way, but maybe I push the fucking CT scan to December 29th. When everything's paid for, or maybe I don't get one at all. until there's a problem, which is the way I would rather do it. You know, the preventative medicine for a guy is non-existent. We go to the doctor. We didn't have wives saying, no, you need to get this taken care of, or no, you need to go right now, or let's get that scheduled. We go to the doctor when there's something wrong. We're more reactive medicine. We don't do preventative treatments. We do reactive treatments. Like, this shit's fucked up. I should probably go to the doctor. Tell me what's wrong. Oh, well, you know, so. Once again, I'm not telling you something that you don't already know. I would say probably 75 to 90% of you know exactly what I'm talking about and probably have way worse examples than that. It's an absurd thing to me. I'm like, do you want any money? Do you want to get paid for taking this phone call and entering in all my information? Do you want to make some kind of money? No? All right. Yeah, never mind. Mm-mm-mm. And I don't know if I complained about this last week. And if I did, well, here's a repeat. But we had to get blood work done for my cat. But the cat, because she's, what's it called? Yeah, the hyperthyroidism, which is common among older cats. My cat's fucking old. And they're like, oh, we want to do the blood work. You want us to pay $200 for you to test her blood to make sure that the medicine that she's taking every day that's clearly made a difference. When she doesn't take the medicine, she shits and she's kind of a cranky bitch. When she does take the medicine, she doesn't shit on the floor and she's more chill than normal and doesn't, you know, and gets chunky versus thins out and looks not as healthy as it before the medicine. And then she's been taking this medicine the whole time. But you want to test her blood just to make sure that everything's going well. How about you just keep giving me the cheap ass medicine that we buy? And if there's a change, then we bring her in and then you can test her blood. I understand testing the blood for a dog. I'm not saying cats are different than dogs, but cats are very low fucking maintenance. You don't have to walk a cat. You don't have to bathe a cat. You don't even have to pay the cat much attention if you don't want to. They don't give a shit. They ignore you. You can ignore them. All you got to do is feed them twice and occasionally scoop out the box, or every day if you have two cats and they just absolutely wreck a litter box. It's just the idea of spending vast amounts of money on vet visits for cats who are at least 14 years old. I mean, she's old. Like, she's outlived. I mean, I know some cats live to be older, and she's still going, and she didn't give a fuck. She's got very little stress. So she's probably going to go for, speaking of the devil, hello, kitty. All right, come on up. Come on. Oh. Hello, kitty. I've had people request that I go video just so that they can see the cat. So cat people love their cats. And you know what? If you take your cat to the vet, that's fine. But we shouldn't be required to if she's doing fine. She's been doing fine for a long time. I even feed her better now. You can probably hear her purring. That's Suddenly this is an ASMR podcast. Thanks, Kitty. Way to really contribute. But it's just, it's horseshit is all I'm saying. It's just, it's a little, also that noise is her rubbing her head against the fucking table and the microphone. There you go. Yes. Just, yep. Rub your head. Keep rubbing your head on the microphone. That's because I'm talking to the microphone. You are jealous of the mic. So you're trying to get in between me and the microphone. I get it. Anyway. All right. That's probably enough. So listen, I don't want to start, you know, turn this into a conspiracy podcast. And I'm not insinuating this, that this is actually what's happening. But it's definitely not outside the realm of possibility. But is it possible that pharmaceutical companies are bribing the DEA to clamp down on generics of their products, specifically Adderall, but they're clamping down. They're putting limits on all of them because, and what that does, so they're putting caps on the amount that drug manufacturers can make, saying that it's still, you know, that these limits still allow for to match all the prescriptions, but that there's a problem with like Teladoc and different other play that they're writing. And I do agree that they're projecting a certain amount, but you're getting a lot more people getting prescriptions for Adderall than ever before. Everybody has ADHD because we can't stop staring at our phones and Instagram and TikTok and all that shit. And just in general, I think that there's way more people on Adderall or who need Adderall or have gotten to the point that they need Adderall than ever before. And it's probably still increasing. I do believe that the drug is being overprescribed. Now, if that was the biggest problem that you had, DEA, then your move to do this, to put limits on it, would make sense. If this was the lead story, that Adderall was killing people, like lots and lots of people, you know, like say fentanyl is doing, then I understand putting caps on it. But what they're doing is they're putting caps on it so that the generics hit a certain level because people are going to go for the cheaper version of the drug because we're all fucking broke. And then when you hit the cap, the only thing then available is more expensive versions, the name brand versions, which some people can just move to, but others have to deal with their fucking insurance companies to see if they'll cover those. And a lot of times they won't. They're like, no, we're not going to go for the more expensive one. Why would we spend more money? Because the other one's not available. I don't know. And because there's still the expensive name brand version of the drugs available, there are still quantities available, just because there's limits, just because there's a shortage, which there has been, by the way, for Adderall for the past, for we're in year two of shortages. But because there's still plenty of product left of the name brand, the DEA doesn't consider it to be a shortage because there's still stuff available, which is bullshit. So you look on the news, right? And, you know, there's different articles, different things talking about, well, it's this, you know, DEA shut down this factory and some other stuff's going on here. And, you know, they talk about the shortage. And then if you Google News, you look at, you know, fentanyl overdoses and stuff. And there doesn't seem to be anybody loudly proclaiming the very obvious problem, which is this. If you do a shortage of Adderall for at least a year, going on 2 years, if there is a shortage of the drug, people need the drug to function. It's not that they're getting, you know, it's not like that you weaned these people off. All these people got prescribed. They all got hooked on it. They all got used to it. And then now there's a shortage. And so now you've got people on edge going through withdrawal from the shit. They got a lot of mental health issues due to your shortages. And you've suddenly created demand for street Adderall, much of which is counterfeit pills that are pressed to look like Adderall pills that could be partially Adderall, could be not an amphetamine, but methamphetamine. And which has fentanyl in it. So now you've got people overdosing because they're not addicted to fentanyl. They're not taking it to get a fentanyl fix. They're taking what they thought was Adderall and they're ODing and dying. So you're actually promoting, enabling the opioid crisis. Because you're focusing on fucking prescription amphetamines. It's a good call. It's a really good job. I just don't understand why that nobody's pointing out those things as being connected to when you limit a product availability, it increases the street equivalent of said legal product. They can't get it by legal means through regular channels. Then they go get it illegally because they're addicted to it. Just because it was prescribed by a doctor and not from a dealer, just because the dealer had a lab coat on them, doesn't make it any less of an addiction issue. You still go through withdrawals, whether it comes from a syringe or it comes from a pill. Withdrawals are still real. And it blows my mind that they can't see the correlation there. The cause and effect. They're like, oh, we need to do something about this opioid crisis. Yeah. Well, one thing we can do is we can limit the... we'll put the squeeze on pharmacies. Good job. Very nice. That's a really constructive use of your time. Bunch of goddamn morons. They do not care, is my point. I don't know. It's, I just know so many people who are functional. Who are not having a good time right now trying to get, this like past couple of weeks actually has been interesting. I have a few different people and I don't hang around a lot of people, but even a from the few different people that I've been around, it's been a problem. So, I mean, it's real easy for me to go, well, if you go to rehab that you can't pay for, maybe you can get off of the Adderall. Because also, you know, should the person be on Adderall or should they not be on Adderall? That's not my call. I can't look at them and go, now some people you can look at and go, I don't think this is an ADHD issue there, Scratchy. Like there's some people you can kind of go, you can make a visual judgment, but for the most part, when you're talking about a functional person who has a job and who looks like they have their shit together, you know, most likely have their shit together. You can't really tell. It's not, you can't just sit there and look at them and go, oh, clearly this person, is not an addict. Like you don't know. I don't know. It's just irritating when the issue, when the root cause of the issue appears to be our government, specifically the DEA, who have done so much for us, right? StillSoberPod@gmail.com for any questions or comments that are positive to neutral. Appreciate you sticking with me with the clearly, once again, 22 minutes of nothing to talk about. But we did it again. We'll see you next week, all right? Later. Bye. For the piercing skin, come back down to earth again. The cold is creeping deep inside. Disconnect the telephone line. Gotta get away, gotta get away, gotta get away, gotta get away, for the Lord, don't make a mistake.